Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. I'm Pastor Roy Carter, pastor of the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, 52402. Our telephone number, 262-417-7363. We come this morning saying good morning to you. God bless you. This truly is a day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. Here it's snowing, tremendously snowing. And even in the middle of the snow, we thank God. God has blessed us. Even in the middle of the snow, God has his purposes and his plans for everything. And snowing is a part of God's process that although we don't see it right now, although while it's snowing and we hate that we fall down in it and we trudge through it and, you know, some cars get stuck in it and, you know, snow is awful, it helps to replenish the earth with the moisture that may be needed later in life. We just thank God today for life, health, and strength. I don't care how sick we might be, how bad we might feel, God has blessed us to rise up this morning. And as old folks say, we got the activities of our limbs. We can move about and do what we need to do. We got food to eat and clothing and shelter and a warm place to reside in. There is much to be thankful for today. And so we just say, thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for salvation. While we were still in our sins, God saw fit to love us to make a way that we could be reconciled to him. And for this, we say thank you. We are grateful for each one of you that are coming in and viewing us on this morning. We are not meeting in the sanctuary as of yet, but we still thank God for the privilege to be able to come and share with you each Sunday morning. Now, before we go to the Word of God, as is our custom, because it is so very, very important, we encourage you, we implore you to continue to practice the health initiatives that our professionals, our medical professionals are giving us. Make sure that you continue to wear your mask every time you leave the house. Make sure you continue to social distance yourself from others, and make sure that you wash and sanitize. The time to give up and quit on that is not yet. Continue to do these things. Then we just trust that God will carry us through and we will come out of this pandemic on the other side. But we've got to continue to do these things. And if you don't feel the need to do them for you, you feel like you're safe and I've been through it already. And, you know, all of those sorts of things that we hear people say, do it for somebody else. Do it for somebody that you love. Do it for your neighbor. Do it for your grandkid. Do it for somebody. Just do it. We want to take the time to say thank you to those of you who have given your financial support on a continual basis to the New Life Christian Fellowship Church. You can give going to the Giblify app. You can also look on our website page, nlracine.org, and there you can give. We thank you for that. And I want to take a special moment this morning to thank each one of you who continue to pray for me. I thank you for that. You don't have to, people don't have to be nice to you. And many of you, you are constantly praying for me. You pray for my health. You pray for my concerns as a pastor. Because although the pandemic stuff is going on, I think in a way it's caused me to be even more busy in trying to make sure that the people of God are taken care of. And I don't mind at all. As long as I can rely on God's strength to get me through, I'm good with that. But I want to thank you for praying for me. God bless you today. Let's go to the Word of God. Make sure you tag this, share it with somebody. Y'all know how to do that stuff. I'm not so sure on how to do it, but you all know how to do it. Get your friends in here on this, that they too might hear this word from the Lord on today. Our scripture this morning, we're coming from Isaiah chapter 40 and verses number 28 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. And we're going to talk about renewed strength in the Lord. Renewed strength in the Lord. Isaiah starts out talking and he kind of asks him some questions. And he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fail and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Read in your hearing from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. The prophet Isaiah here speaks to the people of Judah, the people of God, at a time when things are very dark for them. Things are very bleak for them. While God had in times past brought them out from the hand of their enemies, the Assyrian army, whoever he had allowed them to be taken captive, the people often found themselves sinning against God, being disobedient to God. And as a result of their sinning and being disobedient to God, God punished them. God punished them. And now they're going through a time of God's punishment. And Isaiah has come along and prophesied that this day would come, and it has come, and they're experiencing it. But God also sends them in the middle of their punishment, in the middle of their darkness, in the middle of their struggle. God, through the prophet Isaiah, sends them a message of hope, a message of hope. A word that lets them know it shall be well. I say that. That's a phrase that I say often. It shall be well. Because I really believe that as long as I rely on God, it shall be well. It may look ugly right now. It may look dark right now. The struggle may be real right now. But if God is with me, and I know that he is, it shall be well. If I stay with God, it shall be well. So God sends his word to his people, and he lets them know that just like many of us now, the times get dark, and sometimes we feel like we got to fight to stay afloat. And, you know, we're struggling with the burdens of life and the shortages and dealing with isolation because of COVID. It causes us to live in a depressed state of mind and all of those sorts of things. There's a constant game of catch up. And it don't matter how much we grind and struggle and hustle. It looks like we can't get ahead. With God, there is hope. Hear me, if you don't hear nothing else. In God, there is hope for renewed strength. And so just like God sends his word to his people back then, he's sending it now. And so we want to talk about that hope that God provides in that he renews our strength. We got a good amount of snow out there right now. I don't know how much we got, but the last report I saw in my area on TV said we got about 8 inches of snow out there, and it's the heavy wet stuff, the stuff that the snowblower struggles to get. And so I went out to handle the snow, but it reminded me, I had flashbacks of times when I went to shovel the snow, and because it was so heavy, but I got to get it done. I would shovel for a while, and then I stand and lean on the shovel and rest. There were times when it was so heavy, it was so tedious, I would come back in the house and sit down and rest, that my strength would be renewed, and then I could go out and work some more on the task. If we want our strength to be renewed in the Lord, there's some things we got to know. And the first thing that we got to understand, I often say God is not just God. He is our God. You got to understand that our God is powerfully able. He got the juice to make it happen. You know, some people, we talk to them and they talk about how they got the hookup and they can do this and they can do that. And then when it comes down to it, they give you the what had happened is. They give you the reasons why they were not able to do what they said that they could do. Our God is able. And he ain't just able. He's willing. He is powerfully able. The scripture said, Isaiah is talking to them and he's going, y'all didn't know? Ain't y'all heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Are you not aware? Don't you know? Ain't nobody tell you? Because many of us are struggling in our walk with the Lord. And our struggle is real. But we're acting like we didn't know that God is powerfully able. So Isaiah asked him this question, and he's asking out of a sense of excitement. He's excited about the fact because he is well aware that the power that our Almighty God has. And he's excited to share this news with the people who seem to not know. He knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that our God is able. You got to know for yourself that our God is able. He's powerfully able. I love the fact that when God got ready to create everything, go back to the book of Genesis. And in that very first chapter, when God began to create everything, one of the things that makes me aware of his powerful ability, the scripture don't say he gathered together some tools and he got some people and you know, went out and said, okay, let's make a sun and let's make the moon and all that. The word says he spoke. And when he spoke, stuff starts happening. That's power. When you can just speak and things have to happen because you said it. That's our God. That's who we're talking about. You're struggling with some issues of life, and God is willing and able to speak over your life and cause a turnaround, cause a change, cause empowerment to happen in your life. But you gotta know that God is powerfully able. Why do I need to know this? So I can call on him when I need him. Many of us are trying to trust in other things, and the other things are failing. Even we trust in our own selves as people, and we fail. Ever fail yourself? Ever honest enough to admit that you are a failure to yourself? Now, I'm not beating you up because you fail. I'm beating you up because when you fall, when you fail, you stay there. Get back up and turn to God, who is powerfully able to renew your strength. David said in the 20th number of Psalms in verse number 7, he said, some people put their they trust in chariots, and some put them in horses. And I'll add in, some put them in people, and some put them in pastors, and some put them in leaders, and some put them in the government, and some put them here and there. But David went on to say, we will remember the name of our Lord God. Why would I remember the name of the Lord God? Because he's the one that is powerfully able. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what circumstance has you beaten down right now. God is able. God is able. The prophet Isaiah went on to kind of boast about the Lord. Just in those short verses there, he began to boast about the Lord. And he says, first off, he's an everlasting God. Everlasting. As in what David said in Psalm 90 and verse number 2, he says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I'm talking about how powerful he is, how able he is. And he talks about him being everlasting, and then he says he's the Lord. The fact that our God is the Lord denotes the fact that he's the master. He's in charge. He is in control of things. So how about you give him control of you? How about you let him take charge of you? Some of y'all ought to be tired of trying to run stuff by yourself. In the words of a famous doctor on TV, how they working for you? You've been trying to run your own life, and you have made a shipwreck out of your life. And then you pretend like everything is fine, when the truth of the matter is you're screaming that you can't make it. But you don't turn to our God, who is powerfully able. He's everlasting God. He's the Lord. He is the creator. You know, I like in John, first chapter of John, and it says that without him was not anything made that was made. God made everything. He's the creator. And then not only is he the creator, not only is he the Lord, not only is he God, but Isaiah goes on to say he never faints, nor is he ever weary. You know, we get tired. We get worn out. I don't care how much sleep we get. I don't care if we have ever had where you got a couple of days off from work and you say, I'm just going to relax and rest and do that. And you feeling pretty good. And you go back to work and that first day you coming out of there feeling like you ain't had no days off at all because you get tired. We get weary. We get weak. We faint. But God never faints or gets weary. His understanding, his knowledge, his wisdom is unsearchable, denoting the fact that he knows it all. And we can't even comprehend the magnitude of how much God knows. And that's not just that he just knows random stuff. He knows about us. He knows about what we go through. He knows about what we need to help make things be better. But we got to trust him. So in order for us to have the hope that the Lord promises us, and to have our strength renewed, we got to know that our God is powerfully able. We got to understand not only is the Lord our God powerfully able, but verse 29 helps me to understand that he is able and willing to share with me. God is willing to share his power with you. He's willing to enable you. He's willing to help you do what you can't do by yourself. He gives power, verse 29 says, to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Don't that sound like something you might need to reach out to? You need power. You need energy to just live life, to walk with him. God is not merely content just to be God and sit high up on his throne, but he's looking out for his people, and he takes great delight in empowering his people. You know, I got some nieces and nephews, y'all. Everybody didn't know me, no, but I call them my babies. Most of them grown now. Some of them got kids of their own. They still my babies. And I take delight in being able to do something for them. I take delight in it. It brings me joy to do that. They all excited about it. We have this tradition at our house. I don't know where it came from. Christmas time, they all feel like they all got to gather up at my house. And even this year, and not just gather at my house, I got to make some chili, some white chili. And this year, we decided we're not going to gather like we normally do. We got to stay safe. But they made sure to send that word out to say, you still going to make that chili, right? And one of my nieces told me, she said, just put mine in a bowl and put it on the door and I'll pick it up. And I just thought it was so much funny. And I told her, I was like, I ain't making nothing. Y'all need to cook yourself. But the truth of the matter is, it brought me joy to be able to pull that stuff out the freezer and get everything ready and make them this chili. That's just some food that they gonna enjoy for a few minutes and then it's gone. What about God? God enjoys empowering his people. You know, if you go back through scripture and you will see how God always empowered those that he called to do whatever he called them to do. You remember Moses? God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, and Moses came with a whole list of reasons why he couldn't do it. And God empowered him. I can't talk good. God sent him some help. David. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. David went out to kill the Goliath, to meet the challenge of Goliath. David went out in the power of the Lord. God gave him what to do. Who ever heard of going to war with a slingshot and some stones? But when God empowers you, God takes the crazy, God takes the peculiar and lets you work with it. And you come out on the winning side every time. God took a virgin girl named Mary and had her to birth, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. What I'm telling you is God can take you, us who have weaknesses and frailties and who get tired, and God delights in sharing his power with us. Why would God want to share his power with us? Because God made us. And God had an experience with Adam and Eve that helps him to see man is weak. We weak. I don't care how strong we are, we weak. And we give in to our flesh. We give in to our own personal desires. And quite often what we desire of our flesh is not of God. Put it to your bluntly, it's sinful. The things that we choose to do sometimes. And God knows that. So he wants to give us strength. Because he knows that we give out in our walk with him. We struggle to stay afloat. We hustle and grind. And we forget sometimes. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse number 5. He said, apart from me, you can't do nothing. That's the crux of the matter right there. Many of us are trying to live our lives walking with the Lord, live our lives having the things that God provided for us, being blessed by God, but we're trying to do it apart from God. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And God knows this. He knows that we as mankind will not just fall, we utterly fall. We stumble. Left to our own devices and our own strengths, we continually stumble and fall. Our fleshly ways lead us to sin, and sin leads to destruction. That's why he tells us that we put our trust in him. Lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him, and then he directs our path. There's a way that seems right to man. Proverbs chapter 14 reminds us. And the end thereof is destruction. You got to get beyond doing what you feel and doing how you think. And you got to find yourself seeking to do and then do things the way that God says. And remember, he renews our strength. He knows we get tired along the way. He knows that. And he takes delight in empowering us. So our God is powerfully able. He loves to share his power with his people. And then the thing that we know about God is that there is strength in him. There is strength in him. And when I look at there being strength in God, I kind of look at it. You ever go to a restaurant and you go to order your food and you get ready to order something to drink and you want to know, is it refillable? Can I get some free refills? Because you know, I'm gonna guzzle this up right quick. And I want some. First off, I'm thirsty when I get there. So I'm gonna guzzle that up. Sometimes what I eat is spiced in a way that I need something else, and you want the refills. I've been known to order something based on the refills. God is able to refill us, to give us new strength, to give us fresh strength, to give us each day what we need for the journey. He's able to do it. He's willing to do it. Verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, when he talks about waiting on the Lord, he's not talking about you just go fold your arms and get somewhere, get a comfortable spot in the seat and sit back and just decide, I'm going to see what he's going to do. No. This waiting on the Lord is as if you work at a restaurant and you are a waiter or a waitress. Your job then becomes to serve. Notice who gets the good tips in the restaurant. Now, I've never worked in a restaurant in that capacity, but I've been told by folks who do. They say, when you're attentive to your customers, when you they looking around the room and you walk up and refill their water glass and they didn't even have to ask for it, those people get a good tip. Because why? They are waiting on you in a way that makes you happy that they're waiting on you. And then you got the other waiters. You know how some of them are. They take your order and disappear. And you're looking around going, all these other people, they came in way after me and they got their stuff. That's because the waiter done disappeared and they're not doing a good job. That's how many of us are waiting on the Lord. We are not serving him with gladness. We are disappearing on him. And then as a result, he is not able to refill our strength. He's not able to give us new strength. He's not able to do this. God wants to give us strength that we might soar. He says we can be like the eagle. We can fly high above the troubles and trials. You know, the scripture that says when temptation comes our way, God will give us a way out of temptation. But then you got to be flying up with him in order to even see that way out. And you surely got to rely on his strength to be able to follow through with the way out that the Lord provides. He gives us strength to not only soar high, but he gives us strength to serve him. That's why people sometimes say, oh, it's hard to live a saved life. No, it's not. If you rely on the strength that God gives, it's hard when you're trying to do it yourself. But when you do it the way God says do it, and you rely on him, rely on his wisdom and his knowledge. Remember, his wisdom is unsearchable. He gives us strength to serve so we don't become weary, so we don't run, so we can run and not faint. You know, when Apostle Paul often talked, as he talked to the early people of God, and he compared living the life for Jesus as running a race. And he goes on to say that we got to run this race like we intend to win. I ain't never tried to run no race and not be planning on winning. Yeah, the people that know me know, I say, I'm going to win if I got to cheat. I'm going to win. We got to run this race to win. And in order to run this race to win, we got to make sure we rely on his renewed strength daily, that it might carry us on so we can run and not be weary. You know, we hear this often at a funeral. Excuse me, where Apostle Paul said, makes mention of the fact that he's come close to the end of his time, and he says, I've ran this race, I fought a good fight, and I finished my course. Where are you at on running a good race and finishing your course? Or have you gotten so bogged down in being weary, you fainted dead away, you'll never finish? If you don't finish, you don't get no prize. You don't get a prize. I think we want the prize. We want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. Then that means we got to rely on the renewed strength that the Lord gives. He gives us strength to soar, to fly up high. He gives us strength to serve. And then he also comes along and gives us strength to complete the journey. To complete the journey, to finish it. Some of you have started out running with the Lord. You started out living for the Lord and you've given up. You've quit. You just stopped. No, you don't get credit for starting and stopping. You've got to finish. And it takes the renewed strength from the Lord in order to finish. God gives us strength for the journey to complete every task that he has given us and to do them well. So today I'm saying to you, who may be living in darkness, who may be depressed, who may feel like you're going through and you don't see no end in sight, I want to tell you that God offers us renewed strength in him. But we got to take advantage of this strength. This strength that he offers us, this hope that he offers us, is the fact that he, the Lord, is our God and he is powerfully able. Ain't nothing that can come our way that God can't help us get through. Nothing. And people to say, well, you just don't know how bad it is. I don't care how bad it is. It ain't nothing to God. And then God is willing to share that power with us, his people. God is willing to share with his people. And there is new strength in him. You struggling trying to get through on your own? I submit to you today, you might want to renew your strength in the Lord. You might want to turn and walk with him. Because you ain't going to make it by yourself. You won't make it by yourself. You may make it a step or two, but you ain't going to make it by yourself. So today, let's find ourselves relying on the renewed strength of the Lord, that we might soar high up above sin, that we might be in the world, but not up the world. Let's find ourselves relying on his renewed strength that we might soar, but then also that we might serve him. And then that we might get the strength we need to finish the journey. Let's look to the Lord for renewed strength. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength, for your goodness and your mercy, your loving kindness toward us. Day by day, you give us what we need for that day's journey. Thank you. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. As with the children of Israel, you give us the food that we need, the sustenance that we need, that it will carry us on for today. And then we wake up in the morning, you're right there with us to take us through the next day. Because you, God, never sleep, you never slumber, you're never too far away. Thank you. Thank you, God, for being with us and helping us to know and understand we are never alone. You promised to not leave us, and you are faithful to your word. Thank you. Above everything that you do for us, God, we are thankful for the salvation that you so freely give to us, that we can be reconciled to you, that we can walk with you in the love that you have for us. We don't have to stay enemies of you just because we sin, knowing that you have no part of sin. But we can take advantage of the love and the salvation that you so freely give. Your word tells us in 1 John 1 and 9 that when we confess our sins, when we own up to our mistakes, when we admit our errors, our shortcomings, where we have missed the mark, where we have failed you, when we own up to it, you, God, then are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, do that now. Forgive us. Forgive us for the things that we did that we knew about. And then there's sometimes, God, things that approach our lives and we weren't even aware of it. And later we found out and it's like, oops, forgive us. Wash us clean and make us whole and strengthen us as only you can, that we can walk forward in you. Help us to forgive ourselves, that we can move on from where we are to where you would have us to be. We intend to live a life for you. We desire to live a life that brings you glory. And we can only do this as we rely on your renewed strength. Father, look on those that are sick and afflicted today. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. It doesn't matter what the ailment might be. It doesn't matter if it's of the body, of the mind, of the soul. You are the healer. So touch and heal according to your will and your wisdom. Give courage where courage is needed. Lift up the depression from that one that has that cloud living over their head. Oh, God, where there might be lack, open the doors that there might be enough, that there might be plenty, that there might be an abundance. Oh, God, bless those that rule over us, those that lead us in a political arena. Bless those that are in offices, God, that they will do what needs to be done rightly by the people. Oh, God, all of those that lead us, governors, mayors, police chief, well, whoever they are, bless them, God. Give them strength and courage to do what is right, to honor you in their living. It will help the people. And, oh, God, bless each and every one as we live through the rest of these pandemic days. Give us new strength. Give us the ability to do what we need to do in a way that it should be done. Take away fear. Take away doubt, and as we rely on you, be our strength. Help us to share the love that you give to us with others, that they too might come to know of the saving grace of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. God, be glorified in our living, and we will praise you forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. Go and be what God called you to be. You tired, you weary, you worn, rely on the strength of God. New strength. Remember, it's refillable. You can get as much as you need to carry you through. But you got to reach out to the Lord. And it's his good pleasure to share it with you. We love you today. Continue to pray for me. Know that I'm praying for you. Know that we love you at New Life Christian Fellowship. We have never stopped loving you. We may not be able to meet in the sanctuary, but our love continues to flow from each other to each other to ride back and forth. And if you can look at the lines of love, they just cross all over the city and even across the country. Share with somebody today. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Walk in victory.